I'm back. How's it going, man? What's up?
Obedience be sacrifice.
That's what I'm talking about. Forsake sin, obey Jesus. My website, don'tperish.com.
Amen, brother. Thank you.
I'm a traveling street preacher, and I like to tell people in love that the culture, Satan's kingdom, this culture, Satan's kingdom, is deceiving people. And one of the things that people don't realize in America is the church systems, churchianity, are part of his culture. The churches have begun teaching, they started with a bunch of man-made traditions, a bunch of false ways, watered-down gospels. And I was just sharing with a Walmart worker, by the shed blood of Jesus, this glorious Savior that comes and changes our hearts and our minds by his Spirit, when he dies, he rises again, he defeats death for us.
Yes.
This is not a Sunday thing that we should be doing.
This is every day.
It's how we live our lives.
Yes, sir.
And by the shed blood of Jesus and his death, burial, and resurrection, the Bible calls us, once we place our faith in him, that's where most people like start and end, but that's really only the beginning.
Right.
Once you place your faith in Jesus Christ, Jesus' first ministry words were repent.
Repent
is to change your mind, change your ways, come out of the world, and come out of every false way, like the church systems. I don't care if it's Roman Catholic, Evangelical, Baptist, non-denom. They all are teaching various false ways. They are, if you test to the Word of God. Yeah. And so Jesus said the strange thing that nobody seems to want to understand and really do. He said, you must worship in God in spirit and in truth. There's a lot of people that kind of think they have the Spirit of God, and there's a lot of wacky things going on, a lot of demonic things going on in the name of Christ. But very few people cling to the truth of God. And I like to tell people, I was talking to a man on the phone last night, a lawyer, in fact, I met out street preaching. Most everybody calls the Holy Spirit, and he is the Holy Spirit. But hardly anybody labels him what he also is. The Bible calls him the Spirit of Truth.
Spirit of truth. That's it.
John 16. And it says he'll come and he'll teach you all truth.
Right.
So by that shed blood, by repentance, the Bible says God gives the Holy Spirit to them who obey him.
That's it.
Did you know that? He doesn't give it to just anybody that's going to toy with it, trample in sin, live like the world, kind of just wants
grace.
Yeah, exactly. Trample the grace of God. He gives it to those who will obey him. And when you have the Holy Spirit, then the Spirit of God draws your life and your ways to the Word of God. And I always like to brag in Christ. I like to boast in Christ. The first year of following Jesus, my wife and I, that was like 16 years ago we started following him when we repented. In the first year, we got our doctrine like 95% of where it is now. In the first year of just following him and obeying him and stripping our lives down, and we used to be drunks and smokers and partiers and carnal, worldly people. I used to be a bodybuilder showing my body off. All the stuff I had to learn was not of the Father.
Right.
And the things of the culture were not of the Father. Things like, ready? Here's one that a lot of the churches, almost all of them, have wrong. Like, the pagan holidays and lies they've attached to Jesus, like Christmas, like Easter, like Good Friday, that are actually lies.
Man, God, I spent...
God never ordained any of those. Those are Roman Catholic holidays.
I spent 12 years in prison reading everything, trying to figure out the truth, right? And you know what I did? If I could get to my destination and go around Jesus, I would have. But he allowed me to go through all these other searching.
Yeah.
That was a dead end.
Yeah, like would, Islam and things like that.
Yeah, he would let me go to a dead end to it.
Yeah.
So that I would realize and not just have the knowledge, but understand why it's only
God can use all things. God uses porn for his glory. You and I can't do that. We can't give somebody a book of porn and say, hey, we're using this for God's glory. But God can. God can take that wickedness and turn it around to convict you, to make you see your great need, to make you see how much you deserve his fire and his wrath, and then he pours out his love and his grace and his mercy. But the gospel that everybody confuses...
I gotta ask you, though.
But wait, let me finish the gospel real quick. By faith, repentance, you're born again. The fruit you're born again that we talk about is not just church attendance, religious activity. It's your life conforms to the Word of God in his ways. That's what your life conforms to. And that's the fruit. Jesus said, without bearing much fruit, you'll be cut down and thrown in the fire, John 15. And then the last part of the gospel, again, most everybody forgets about this, but have you ever been married?
No.
Okay. If you get married, guess what you have to do? Your marriage starts, you have to continue. You have to endure in it every day. You have to be, right?
Right.
And so you've had a job. You have a job?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm an evangelist. Okay.
You have to show up every day, don't you?
Yeah.
Everybody. So you got to show up to your job. A lot of these people have jobs where they work in factories and things. You got to show up every day. So the Bible calls us to endurance, and that's the biblical gospel. It's on that gospel card.
Yes, sir.
Most people have parts of that. Most people have a little bit of it. Some people even agree with all of it, but do you know what the problem is? They're not following it. Right. They're not living it. Right. They haven't really lost it. And this is a big one. Ready? What's your first name?
Trent.
Yep. I'm Tupos. You know what the big deal is? Here's the biggest one I see. As I travel across America and street preach, I support myself. That's our camper van over there. That's our house. We sold everything we own. One of the biggest things I find is the problem in America with people's mindsets about Christ. Nobody wants to lose their life completely. Everybody wants to grab onto Jesus for eternal life. Forgive me. I don't want to go to hell. Forgive me. And then they love football. They love politics. They love pride and vanity. They love sports. They love entertainment. They love movies. They love their hobbies. They love everything else. And Jesus said,
I totally get it, bro. Yeah, I got you.
Jesus said his sheep cannot be of the world. You can't have two masters. We're not of the world. So you wanted to ask me a question. What was the question?
So, if I'm not mistaken, ain't a Jehovah's Witness, don't they? Do they not believe that Jesus is the Messiah?
Yeah, no, Jehovah's Witnesses have a few things right. Like, they won't celebrate the pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. So they got that right. But they actually don't believe Jesus is God. They don't believe he's deity. They believe he's just an angel that God sent and used. But, yeah, the Jehovah's Witnesses are an absolute cult.
He told me that the guy, I came in contact with one today. He came up to me and told me, he said, yeah, Jesus, Melchizedek, and Michael, Archangel Michael, are all the same guy.
Yeah, see, yeah.
I was like,
John 1. See, they had to make their own Bible up.
I do believe the Spirit of Truth moves through everybody.
Well.
If.
Not through them. See, John 1 says Jesus was with God. What is God? From the beginning, the Word was God and was with God.
He's the architect.
Yeah, and what they say is no.
So this is how I look.
They're a man-made religion invented by a man named Russell in 1800, late 1900s.
I think the Father... His persona is like
early 1900s. I should have said
the executive. You know what I mean? The executive order. But then the Son, Jesus, is the architect. And I look at Holy Spirit as the contractor, like helping people, equipping the people to do the work of God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but one thing we can know the difference of God and the Holy Spirit is doctrine. The doctrine, the instructions, and that's what I'm talking about. Because if people don't follow sound doctrine and they haven't come out of the world, they're going to lose their souls, because you can't be of the world and of Christ. Right. The Holy Spirit won't leave you in sin. Are you with an organization?
Absolutely.
Who are you with?
I'm with Jesus.
What's this? What is this? No, you're not Pastor Chris. No.
No, I'm not Pastor Chris.
Okay. But,
what is this? We collaborate with a lot of different ministries.
Okay.
And but I'm with Restoration House Ministries.
Restoration House.
It's a deliverance outreach ministry. So I go out and I evangelize everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying, I intercede for people.
Sure.
I leave the 99 for the one. I dropped my net 10 years ago. I did a lot of prison time, and I just left the whole life behind. Yeah. And now I do this all the time, man.
Yeah. Oh, and, so this is an organization. That's how you're able to stand out in front of Walmart.
And every day, this is on the weekends, but during the week, I get to praise and worship him every day.
You what?
I get to praise and worship him every day. Oh, okay. I get a lot of, he allows me a lot of time to be able to have intimate time with him too. Yeah. So,
but when you go out on your own or this ministry, do they preach that biblical gospel?
Absolutely.
Do they call people of the world? Well, here's what I love you. Here's what I'd be concerned with. What do we see here? So we got one nation under God.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, did you know America's not under God? America is basically a pagan nation.
Now it is.
But it never even was in the beginning. Right. George Washington and all them were not biblical Christians. How was America birthed? War and killing.
Right.
Does that sound like Jesus Christ to you? He said, love our enemies. They killed the English people.
That's
over
true.
Texas. We went to war, not we. Our American ancestors went to war and killed hundreds of thousands of men for a 3% tax.
Right. I got you.
That sound godly?
No.
That's how America was founded. So you got this on here, and then here, this ministry. You got college sports.
Mm-hmm.
Roll Tide, Gators. We just talked about that. That's of the world. You think Jesus would be of the college football with its violence, its rowdiness, its covetousness, its pride? Does that sound like Jesus?
No, but I do believe that he gave us a certain inner ambition to lead and to
that's about the things of God, not in the things of the world. James 4:4. See, what I would encourage you, what was your name?
Trent.
What I would encourage you is before you keep doing ministry, study more of the Word of God. And what you'll find is there's basic things like, ready?
Yeah.
James 4:4. It says to be a friend of the world makes you God's enemy. Do you know what that word friend in the Greek means? It means if you're fond of. If you're fond of college football, if you're fond of the politics and the sports going on, if you're fond of pride and vanity, I see a lot of men that work out and they show off that they work out. God actually says that's an abomination to him in Proverbs 6. I'd encourage you to go deeper in the Word, because let me warn you, ministry for the sake of doing ministry, if it's not biblical, is going to be judged against you.
Right. Absolutely.
James says, be careful. There's not many masters. So people that are teaching, doing ministry. And if you do it wrong, this right here is friendship with the world. You got to ponder that.
To count the cost.
You got to, I mean, if you really want to serve Christ, you need to separate from all that.
Right.
And then these ministries that you're involved in, test them to go much deeper. And if they are of the world, if they do the pagan holidays, if they don't preach the biblical gospel, how could you be united to them if you're united to Christ? Isn't that something to consider?
Right.
Your shirt says Reebok on it. I love you. That's a worldly, mystical company. You know that. Is that something we should put on our temple?
I don't even...
If God built a temple in our town, would you spray paint Reebok on it? You wouldn't
even
do that.
Even if it was Walmart
you wouldn't
brand,
do that.
I wouldn't care whose brand it is.
Yeah, but you get my point. Yeah. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
God bless you, man. Thank you so much.
So ponder that.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Ponder what I'm telling you, that you got to go a lot deeper.
Yes,
you can't just be a surface level Christian. You can't just say I'm in ministry. That's not good enough. Jesus said you must be in spirit and truth. And if you're outside of the truth, let me just tell you this. In Mark 7, Jesus said, you worship me in vain if you keep man-made traditions. Read it. Read it. And in the end of the book, Revelation 21 and Revelation 22, we tell people this all the time. It gives a list of people that won't make it into the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Whoremongers, adulterers, murderers, sorcerers, a really bad group of people.
Exactly.
You know what comes up right after it? Whoever loveth and maketh a lie.
Right.
One lie.
Yeah.
One practicing lie. So if I stay in one practicing lie and I stay in practicing that, what's going to happen to me according to God's word?
That's true.
I may be put outside of the kingdom. So if I stay in a false ministry, if I stay in the world, I'm going to be put out of a kingdom. So
do you think it's just instantaneous you go from that life to just all of a sudden blameless and spotless and sinless?
No, what you do is as you learn of things, you repent of them and stop them.
Right.
So as you study, the Holy Spirit shows you. But here's the problem. Most people, I've been doing this for years, and I've called out modern pastors for their sins. And even the pastors that tell me, you're right, that's not of God, it's sinful, they don't leave it. You know why? Because it scratches itch ears and it fills up buildings and it keeps them popular. Christmas, Easter are popular holidays that keeps them in their money and keeps people coming in. Sports and politics and letting the men and women walk around in pride and vanity, letting women wear makeup and jewelry is popular. If you call that out, what do you think is going to happen?
I got you. I see what you're saying. I do.
So you don't want to be, Luke 16 says, whatever the world highly esteems, God abhors. It's abomination to him. So what you have to be, you got to figure out, are you willing to be a Noah? Meaning you may come out so far into the truth of God, there's no other men around you that are in that truth. They all want to stay in this comfortable ministry, worldliness, what's popular. You come out like
a
Noah.
What about when Paul talks about being able to relate with the world to be able to pull them out?
He said, I become all things to all men, but he never said sin in the context of
I didn't mean sin.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about sin.
In the context of that, what he was talking about was Paul was a Jew.
Right.
He went with the Jews to win.
If I don't watch football, but I got this right here, does that still make... I don't watch football.
That's sinful because that's a representation of the world.
But the world likes to play football.
Yeah, I know that. But the world doesn't need football. They need the gospel preached to them. They need to be called out of that.
Right.
It's like having a naked lady on your shirt and saying, well, I don't promote this, but the world likes it, so I'm popular with it.
Right.
See, whatever, you can't use what's popular. That's called pragmatism.
Right.
Pragmatism is like this, ready? Man, I want to help poor people and people that are hungry. I'm going to go rob a bank. and take that money and give it to poor people, kind of like the old Robin Hood thing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pragmatism. God, that's sinful. That's stealing, even if you're going to do something good with it, okay?
Gotcha.
Yeah, so you got to be careful of that. And so this type of thing is a compromise against the Word of God. And I would encourage you, I'll just tell you, who's ever like over you or whoever you're with isn't taking you deep enough in the scriptures. You met me in a few minutes and I've taken you a few things that apparently nobody's telling you.
That should,
click with you and you should go, I'm not being taken.
So
I'm not going deep enough. I'm not going deep enough.
Right. So the Holy Spirit, does he not convict?
He does convict. You read the word, he's going to convict
you. Where you're at, right, and slowly
Yeah, and he's
going
to convict you. So you think about these things, you pray about them, you go, yeah, how can I be of the world? How can I be with false ministries? How can I be like the world? I have to be holy. The Bible says without holiness, no one will see God, Hebrews 12.
So the only way to get away with it is to build a boat and get on it and just leave, right?
No. No, Jesus said, my sheep are not of this world. And he said to the Father, don't take them out of the world.
Right.
So look at me. I'm in the world. I'm talking to you.
Right.
I go and stand outside events. People, I always laugh. People say this to me all the time. I stand outside events with gospel signs, right?
Yeah.
And thousands of men go in. Like I was at a Stronger Men's Conference down in Springfield. Wicked event. I stood outside preaching. You could see. Go on my website.
Yeah.
Tons of street preaching videos. Tons of teachings. All for free.
Yeah.
Anybody ready? You're out here collecting money. I just got to tell you in love. Anybody that takes money from the world to do ministry.
Right.
Men should be working and laboring to do the ministry. So think about that.
That's
but
true.
Anyway, yeah. So that's what Paul did. Paul labored. But anyway, I think it's interesting. I'll stand outside with my gospel signs outside churches. We'll go on street corners. And men will come up to me and go, look at you. What are you doing? You're not going to reach anybody this way. Nobody wants to talk to you. And I look at them and I go, I'm talking to you.
That's right.
And I've just talked to 10, 20, 30 people today.
Yeah.
You know who comes up and talks to me? Either mockers that are hateful, want to beat me up. Or seekers that go, yeah, man, this church might be wrong. You know what? Man, you encourage me. I should go deeper. Everybody's telling me not to cause trouble and just go along, but I should be following the word, shouldn't I? So I'm not a prophet, but my brother and I, he's a young brother. He's up in Wisconsin. I work at, we do a prophet's job. We go into the world. We go to religious places. We go to events. We preach the biblical gospel.
So you get prophetic visions and
we
stuff?
Call, no. I said I'm not a prophet, but we preach the biblical gospel. We call people out of the world. We call people out of the churches to repentance. And so I would encourage you, whatever you did to get in prison, I'm glad you probably turned and changed your ways. But guess what? You got to go deeper. Because whether it was murder or theft or drugs, if you got rid of those, but if you're practicing false religion and a lie, that's still going to damn you.
I don't do the religion part.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, well, check, test those ministries.
Yeah.
My website will help you. My email's on there if I can ever help you. Don'tperish.com. There's a 10-point test on there. The gospel, I explain it, goes down in great detail. I've got audios on it, and then there's tons of street preaching on there. If you're not preaching the biblical gospel, most important, if you're not living the biblical gospel and you're not holy and you haven't come out, do you see, I got to bring this up, do you see how I dress different than the world?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know God shed blood, covered us, and clothing is a sin covering, and that we should dress holy, live holy,
this ain't
talk
my
holy.
I
know that.
Not even Trent.
No, but
I'm not even in physical.
That's
form.
True, but it is your temple, and you should dress it the
temple,
way you should dress it the way God did it. And God wants us to cover ourselves with clothing. In the culture today, everybody wears clothing as a fashion statement. Is that not true?
Yeah.
I look good. You know what clothing really is, according to God? A sin covering.
That's this song because I'm cold.
That's supposed to make you, the sin covering is supposed to make you feel lowly, meek, humble. I sinned before God, I got to wear clothes. Not, man, I'm looking good in my sin covering.
That's true. Yeah.
You see the difference?
Yeah.
Test that all out.
I got you, bro. Thank you.
My website, my email's on there if I can ever help you. You got to go deeper or you will suffer the wrath of God.
Yes, sir.
Love you, neighbor. Well, that was awesome. I walked out of the store and a guy was with some ministry and he is collecting money. You heard all of that. And so he listened, told him a lot of truth. So judgment day comes. He will have been told the truth on what he needs to do to come out of the world and seek Christ in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Father.